Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
Oh, my friends, hearing me, you've thrown away the fear of God. All your life you live in sin. Let's eat and drink, for we shall die, die, die. Everybody sins, everybody lies. You fool yourself with wild romance. How can you explain it, your lifestyle? Parties forever. You're gonna go to hell. Your lifestyle, nightclubs, boozing, fooling forever. All you do is to have fun. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Oh yeah. Turn around, turn around. Turn around, oh yeah. Oh my friends, you're gonna die. You already have one foot in hell. What will you say on judgment day? Satan has deceived you and you and you. Eternity begins in heaven or in hell. The soul that sins, that soul will die. How can you explain it? Your lifestyle of parties forever. You're gonna go to hell. Your lifestyle of nightclubs, boozing, fooling forever. All you do is to have fun. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Christian friends, it's time to preach. The gospel must be preached with urgency. Oh, young people lost in sin. Sheep without a shepherd, 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 shepherd. How can they be saved unless they hear? Let Jesus' gospel be declared. How can they explain it, their lifestyle? Parties forever. They're gonna go to hell. Their lifestyle of nightclubs and boozing, fooling forever. All they do is to have fun. Why don't you give your life to Jesus Christ? Oh, and turn around, turn. Turn around, oh yeah. Once you're in hell, you cannot come out. It is appointed to man to die. After you die, there will be judgment. Weeping and gnashing teeth in hell. Yeah. You must meet the living Savior Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, you must meet the living Savior. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, you must meet the living Savior. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, 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 oh. To hell if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ. If you don't turn around, if you give your life, you will save yourself from hell now. If you don't repent, you will go to hell. Turn around. Oh, so come on and give your life to Jesus Christ. Oh, you're gonna go to hell if you don't turn around. Oh, yeah. Say you're gonna go to hell if you don't turn around. Did you read my letter? I wrote it from my heart. Whoa. Do you remember what I told you? Whoa. I said I love you from the beginning. Told you how dear you were, and I told you there's no one else like you in my life, and I've made up my mind to choose you must be my beloved. I made up my mind, and I am as solid as a rock. Did you read my letter? From my heart. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you remember what I told you? Whoa. I said I love you. Oh, I cannot find anyone as good as you. Girl, you are still the best ever since I knew. And I chose you to be my beloved. But I got the feeling that you don't trust me. Did you read my letter? Whoa, I wrote it from my heart. Whoa, do you remember what I told you? Yeah, I said I love you. There were many others, but I chose you. Oh, but it seems it doesn't mean that much to you. I knew so many girls, but I lied to you. Oh, yes, I lied to you. Sometimes you are happy, sometimes you look so sad. Girl, I don't know what to say to make you happy. It seems that all my words are falling to the ground. You don't think I love you. Your mind is always on someone else. Did you read my letter? Oh, I wrote it from my heart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you remember what I told you? I said I love. Perfect love casts out all fears. You cannot love me and be so afraid of me. How can we be happy when you have so much fear? What do you think I'll do to you? Do you think I'll run away from you? Did you read my letter? Do you remember what I told you? Whoa, I said I love you. Perfect love casts out all fear. Why are you checking on my life to see who I've been talking to? You've got to trust me and believe what I told you, girl. Read my letter again and see how much I love you, baby. Did you read my letter? Oh, I wrote it from my heart. Yeah. Do you remember what I told you?
Father, thank you for the blessing we have tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. All right. Tonight we're having a short Bible study. And I believe that God is blessing us. Amen. We recently had Honor Your Prophet. And usually I share something about honoring the prophet. So I believe that honoring a prophet is one of the important mysteries in the kingdom. Amen. And it is important to learn what honor is. Amen. Now, honoring is not actually my topic, but it's a good topic. Is first seen in acknowledging someone. When you don't acknowledge someone, you have not honored the person. So, for instance, if the minister of Jupiter came here today, and I didn't notice him, amen, I wouldn't honor him. But if I did and I even said, oh, let's welcome the minister of Jupiter, he just came from Mercury, we want him to bring some greetings, that shows that we've honored him and shown that we recognize his existence. Now, if somebody uses my book to preach, or material from my book, and mentions that, oh, this fantastic sermon that you hear me preaching, that you are so much being blessed by, I actually learned it from here. That acknowledgement is to show honor to the person whom you refer to. But if you don't want to honor the person, it's like, I want to be blessed by what the person has, but I don't want to mention it because it's not necessary. The word is the word. The word is what?
The word.
The word is another way of not acknowledging or making people notice that even though your messages and your whatever are so great, they are actually from here. Or you are learning a lot from there. So to notice somebody or to acknowledge is one way of honoring them. When I mentioned Church of Pentecost and how they are our fathers, and that we are not even in their league. You understand league? First division, second division. We are not even playing in the same league. Then I raise up Church of Pentecost in your eyes, which maybe it had not occurred to you before that Church of Pentecost was a great church. But I make them look great to you. And you realize that I see them as great. So they must be great. So acknowledging somebody, even the mention, like if you take certain names I've mentioned over the years, they are honored here. Even their pictures are in my office. So they are honored here because they are mentioned here. So when you cannot mention and do not mention, that you learned something from here or there, and at the same time want to put 100 CDs in an envelope and give it, then you've not understood honor. Because you may not want to mention my name in your house and acknowledge that. Bishop taught us to do this or to behave like this. That you just want to implement it as an Iwanistic person, but not actually to mention that this thing you are doing, I heard it in church from this person. So your silence and giving an offering, you see, all the things I'm saying them out of, you see, like somebody once sat in my small preaching I preached in a certain country, and afterwards he came and said to me, I was preaching about loyalty. He said, everything you said, or the whole sermon, each point, there was a picture of somebody in my church that I could see for each point that you were bringing up. Are you with me? In the same way, as I'm preaching now, there are pictures of people in my face. I'm talking about people who feel that their duty is to bring an envelope and show honor. That is how to honor somebody. Yes, envelope. You get what I'm saying? But even to say that I'm frying pancakes because so-and-so said we should make pancakes as good wives, and that is why I'm doing it. I realize I have not been a good wife, and I've learned it from him. That you cannot say. Or you are making noises. Or something modern that is done. Huh? Yes. So you have the silent givers of envelopes. Yes, silent givers of envelopes who want to say nothing about anything. Yes. They want to say nothing about what? Anything. Anymore. Watch out for such people. They've not understood what really it is to honor. Amen. Then a second step in honoring is, well, let me just even finish with the first step. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 14. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee. So if I know that you are sitting here, I'll never look there. And even if I see you, I won't see you. So I won't even acknowledge you. And so that's what Elisha was telling Ahab, a wicked king, that you dear, in my presence, I'll never recognize you. I will not, because I don't honor you. It's because of Jehoshaphat I'm even here. Because there were two kings, Jehoshaphat and Ahab. He said, no, you, I will not show that respect to you. Can you imagine if the president of Ghana walked in and sat here, and I never mentioned his name? How hard do you think it would be? And so, okay, let's share the grace and close and finish, and then I walk here, and then we go away. You even feel, well, am I quarreling with somebody? So to not mention, yes, to not mention, to not acknowledge, to not say a word, but just, yes, envelope.
Or when I go, I send somebody with an envelope to give it to him for transport for the president to go back to where he came from. So you see, those of you who love receiving birthday greetings and birthday wishes, I'll show you there are two types. Yes. There are birthday wishes which say nothing. And there are birthday wishes which say a lot. One is full of honor, and one is full of quotations from the Bible and future blessings. I pray God bless you and God increase you, and I pray that you live long, and I pray that you finish your course, and I pray that God help you and all the things that you prayed for, and I pray that this and I pray for that. Yes. Future blessings and quotations of scriptures. It's true. And there's another type, which is, you know, I want to say thank you very much for, you know, last Tuesday. I was so touched when you did this, and it's the same thing that you did on the 4th of November last year when you came into my life, and then you made me learn how to make meat pies. My husband is so happy with me these days because of the meat pies. In fact, he has even put on 2 kilos because of the meat pies. And I want to thank you. These days I make Milo for him in the evening, and he's so happy. And I wouldn't have known how to do all these things if it had not been for whatever. So that's different. You taught me. You see, it made my marriage better. I'm so happy. And so on. As I guess, and may God help you, and may the Lord shine his light upon you, and may Zechariah 14 verse 8 be fulfilled, and may you walk in Numbers 18 verse 16. There are different things. It's all a lot of words. So those of you who love lots of birthday wishes, every time you are getting birthday wishes, you are reading all in detail. Why are you going through all these birthday wishes? Yes. You are just receiving proclamations and what have you. Yes. But there are deeper ones. Do you see the difference? Yeah. You see, I'm saying that somebody can come and then give you an envelope and has nothing to say. Yes. Anything at home has nothing to say. Between you and your wife, there's nothing to say. There are people who even wouldn't want to mention my name. But you are in the church. Yes. You even wonder. So, grow up in your acknowledging. And also in each other. That's why you have people that are married. They can't look into each other's eyes, eyeball to eyeball, and say, I love you. Can't say that. Can't say that no more. It sounds strange. It's like chewing stones. Look, all my stories are true. And you may think that I'm just creating things. Do you think I create? I'm just creating things. I love you. I need you. I want you. You are nice. You are all I dreamed of. Thank you for coming to my life. I will not get somebody like you. I know it. Kashata sabalavaya. You receive what? Receive what? So, Elijah said, I wouldn't notice you. I wouldn't even acknowledge you. Number two, it's not a point. This is just some notes. Now, another way of honoring is to listen to someone gladly. In Mark 12:37, it says, "And the common people heard him gladly." Gladly. Those who honor you, those who honor you will listen to you gladly. Those who don't really honor you will listen to you, but not gladly. So you can sense from the level of excitedness in someone listening to you, of the person's appreciation and honor of you. Yes. Are you there? One day, one of our pastors was being criticized by the church members that he was chopping money from the church. So I think he discussed with me what to do. So he went to the house of the chief critic one evening with the accounts of the church. Yes. With the accounts of the church. He sat on the settee. Here's the settee. You know, a settee has 3, 2, 1, usually. So I think he sat on the 2 or 3, and then the other man sat there. So he started to go through the accounts to explain whatever. Now, this chief critic, I'm talking about the common people, heard him gladly. Started sleeping. He started sleeping whilst he was showing him the accounts. No, all my stories are true except the ones where said the fox chased the wolf and the wolf jumped over the tree. Those ones are, you know, but this one is real. He slept. So he woke him up. Said, "Listen, it's because of you I've come here. You are saying that we are chopping money, we are doing this. Listen to what I'm." He just continued sleeping. So he packed his things and he slept. So you see that a person who even despises you, not have even the decency to stay awake whilst it is being presented. It is so boring to you. Meanwhile, you are the one talking nonsense. So when you see people sleeping and bored looking, it shows you how uninterested they are and how what you are saying is not a great or is nothing great and you are not even anything great. That's what it means. But when the people are excited and they, like the Bible says, the common, Mark 12:37, the common people, they were glad, they were listening to Jesus. You see, that is a sign of the honor. Yes, that in itself is a sign of honor. We are talking about honor your prophet.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't listen to podcasts, to revival, to anything. Here's my envelope. They said we should bring an envelope. You don't even understand what you are talking about. Yes. So honoring your prophet is not just about taking an envelope to go and give it to somebody. Yes. Minake. Infe. I hope you are with me.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't say a word. You are not excited. Yes. Here. Here. It's like funeral donations. Yes. You know, funeral donations, there are funeral donations which are donations of love to somebody who is affected. I personally, I don't believe in giving funeral donations during the funeral. The person who is affected, that person is the person I would prefer to give to than to go and give to Ketre. Do you know Ketre? The family heads and all those people to go and give them. No. We have show donations. And we have donations that solve, that help. So there are different things. So you need to watch carefully. Because you see somebody making a donation, but he's making the donation. He will not even listen to you. Yeah. Are you there or you are leaving? Hey! Now, the third step in honoring is change of behavior. Hebrews 12, verse 8. But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. They corrected us, and we gave them reverence. They corrected us, and we gave them reverence. They changed us, and we gave them reverence. They were able to change us. Yes, they corrected us. We were going to our flower and they corrected us and showed us the way to Kumasi. We were going to Takra there and they corrected us and sent us to Takwa. They corrected us and we gave them reverence. Leviticus 19, verse 30. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. You shall keep or obey the rule on Sabbath and show honor to my sanctuary. So keeping my commandments is your way of showing honor to my sanctuary. You keep my Sabbath and honor my sanctuary. Show honor to my sanctuary. So keeping and following an instruction shows honor. It's not about taking an envelope to somebody. It's one thing. But you see, again, with everything, you know, and every instruction that comes, it just has a way of changing what it is till it becomes meaningless. That's why we talk about things, so that everything is real. It's like worship and praise. Today, worship means two slow songs and praise means three fast songs. You know, so that is, it's not, I mean, when the praises become fast and worship becomes slow. Two slow songs and three fast songs, and then you've done worship and praise. Where did we learn that from? So before you realize, the whole thing is changing. Are you there? Yeah. Now, you will keep my Sabbath and show me respect. Now, I remember one time I spoke about a lot about loans that I have over the years. For years and years and years, I've been speaking about it. There's nothing new. We are in 20,000 and 2018, right? Yes. September 11 happened 2001. Yeah. I remember in America, I preached just after. Long detail I spoke about. I said to myself, let me speak. Nobody listened to me. Now, see, if somebody comes and I come and I speak about whatever and you just ignore what the person says. This man doesn't know anything about economics. Just ignore him. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just ignore this part. Yeah. It shows you don't respect my wisdom. You don't respect my wisdom. You don't respect my knowledge. You don't respect what I'm saying. You don't respect all that. So when somebody says something, you completely ignore the person. It actually shows you don't respect what the person is saying. Yeah. That's why I've zoomed ahead into higher levels of prosperity for the church.
Wow.
Higher. Look at the church very carefully with open eyes. You see, it's standing solid. One of our small installations is somebody's headquarters. Yes. I can take you to three cities in Cameroon and show you three of our installations that you think is the headquarters of Lighthouse. Yes, you think that that's where the church began in Cameroon. Three different cities. Yes. So you don't respect somebody, you don't actually change when the person speaks to you. You have no respect. You don't actually change. In this last week, I told two different people on two different occasions, don't call me daddy. They were talking, I said, don't call me daddy. Refer to me as bishop. That's my official title. If you want to know my official title, is bishop. Don't call me, because what I say, you don't do. You just daddy, daddy, daddy. Yes, daddy, yes, daddy. And the daddy even doesn't sound normal in the mouth. It says, yes, daddy, daddy, oh, daddy, 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 daddy. Daddy, 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 daddy. No, don't call me daddy. It's not a title. I don't mind some people calling me daddy. But don't call me daddy if it doesn't mean what it means. Because it's not a title. Because, you know, in Ghana, any grown-up, you just call any grown-up mommy or daddy. The meaning of the word is in my head. Yeah. And my biological children, as long as they are my children, they do what I want in my house. Out of my house, you do what you want. But in my house, you're going to follow what I say.
Wow.
Daddy means I am the lord of that little room.
Wow.
Even the garden, I may not be lord, but in the room, there I'm lord.
Wow.
And Jesus is lord of lords. Please don't misunderstand me, but I'm saying that I am in charge of that little space. And once I'm the daddy there, what I say is what's going to happen. If I say we are going to eat mice, we'll eat mice. I hope it's clear. Yeah. So once you are daddy, your child is shown to be your child by the obedience. Yeah. And you see, everybody has his difficult area. When it comes to something, say, do this. You see that? That's where you see that you are not a father at all. Yeah. That's what saying in the church, oh, yes. Oh, yes, daddy. Oh, yes. When it comes to certain things, that's when we see who is daddy. So when people call daddy, daddy, daddy. When it comes to certain things, that's rocking your boat. And he said, no, this way. That's where we see who is daddy and who is not daddy. And you know, people have different variations of daddy. I've had people giving me different names from, I don't want to mention it because, I remember one person called me, the person that calls me daddy in a particular way, and nobody else called me daddy like that. When it came to certain things, I said, do this. I spent a lot of time convincing this person, she will not budge. And that shows you that that name is nothing more than calling me Mickey Mouse. when you see the hardness. I can't change your mind. I can't change your mind. One day, two of my spiritual children came to my house. They said, "We are going to divorce." So I said, "Okay, I listened to all the things." And then the brother packed his things. So when they went, the brother packed his things and was leaving the house. So then my daughter called me and said, "He's packing, he's leaving." I said, "Leave it to me." So I took my phone, I called him, I said, go back inside. "You have taken your suitcase." I said, "Go back." And he carried the suitcase back to the house. Yes. Yes. That's where you see the meaning of daddy. Yes. You will keep my Sabbath. And that's how you show me the reverence, that you kept what I said. Yeah. So, but we don't really know. Yes. We don't really know how you really behave. Some people, you say daddy, but if there is even the slightest raising of a voice, yourself, you develop something like some type of seizures, some type of epileptic seizures. You just sort of freeze up. It's almost like you are allergic to a strong voice. Any person who's allergic to a strong voice, there's something wrong with you. Yes. You can't be allergic to a strong voice. Because there are times that the voice needs to be raised. The same tone means it's not important. But when it's raised, even music, you can't just have the same tone, the same dilemma of decibels all the time. That's where you see who is a father. And that's where you see who is really respected as a father. And not people who are just use that term, papa, to patronize the person. What does it mean to patronize? Put it on the screen. It's the meaning of patronize. Is it the right word, patronize? Yeah, patronizing. Put it on the screen. Amazing. To treat us what? Inferior? Is it the opposite? I thought it was the opposite. Patronize. Maybe it's with Z. Used in an unfavorable sense as to patronize one's equals. I'm sure somebody will find the real definition. Hey, are you still around?
Yes.
Now, the next thing is to receive gladly the agents of the person you honor is to honor the person. If you receive gladly the agent of a person whom you honor, you have honored the person. Luke 20, I'm sure it's around verse 10 or 11. It says, "Then said the Lord of the vineyard, 'What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be that they will reverence him when they see him.' But the husbandman saw him. They reasoned among themselves, saying, 'This is there. Let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours.'" So what he's saying here is that when we see the beloved son, when they see the beloved son, he may reverence the person. You know, my small environment, I always look at people's response to people that I send and people that I work with. And I, in my small world, small office, small environment, I watch everybody closely. And when people don't receive people that I send, since I started to employ people, I've always taken it personally. People don't know that. I always consider it as a personal rejection of me. Yeah. If I appoint this person, I send this person, for you to not flow with that person is to reject me personally. I mean, you see, the Bible is so true that you are surprised that it works out exactly as it says. Yeah. You would think that it will work out with a little variation. And Jesus said, if you receive him that I sent, you have received me. Exactly, Jesus said. And I realized that if I cast my mind back, for 30 years I've been a pastor. If I put a person here and anybody doesn't accept that person, I've noticed if I want to analyze myself, I always consider as a personal insult. He says, we will send our beloved son and they will receive him. No, when they sent the son, they killed him. One day, one of my pastors, you know, I sent him somewhere. Then a brother was very rude to him, shouted at him and all kinds of things. Then after that, that brother sent me a catalog from of a shop. A catalog of many things to buy. And he said, I should choose anything in the catalog. He wants to bless me from that catalog. Yes. Waza. I found it most absurd. And I took the magazine and I sent it right back to him. With your catalog, you can take your catalog back. I said, what you said to him when I put him there is you are saying it to me. And I am not. What is your catalog? What are you going to buy for me? I sent it back to him. And that was the end of him in this church. Yes. Went out like a bullet. Never to return. With his catalog. You want to give me a seed, and the person I put there, you have the audacity to stand and insult him.
No way.
That does it. Cannot be. If even I appoint a monkey, pray that I don't appoint a monkey as a test. But if I appoint a monkey and I let the monkey be here, you better respect the monkey. Yes, better respect the monkey. You'll be surprised that the monkey speaks. Yeah. But I've seen people struggle. People really struggle with delegated people. Because when you look at the person, you don't know much about the person. Like, who are you? Who are you? Who sent you? You know, one day I sent one of my pastors to go and visit a church member. He came out of the house with his panties. Not boxer short, I mean pants. Huh? Yes, pants. No. He had no respect for the pastor. And he said to one of the pastors, I don't talk to apprentices. I need a bishop himself. I don't talk to apprentices. Yeah. Zigzag. So watch carefully how you relate with anybody. Anybody, boys or girls. Yes. Let me say, I don't think a girl should do this kind of job. You don't think a girl should do this job? Your brain like granules. No, what I mean is your brain is as small as a granite. Yes. Yes. Now, I didn't mention your name. Have I mentioned your name? And not only is your brain like a granite, the rest of your head is full of water. Granite in water, floating. One little piece. Since when did you start choosing who should do which job? So be careful. He says, I will send this servant, then I will send this one, then I will send my son. And I'll see. So be careful. Learn to embrace. If God raises up somebody you can't receive, learn to open your heart to receive the person. Because God, Charlie, I don't know whether he does it intentionally. Like, he can just bring weird people. Uh-huh. You know, that's why, you know, all the prophets in Accra, I have a different opinion on their things. You know, I've had a lot of people criticize them, this, that. As well. Look, for me, I say, God uses people who you don't approve of, but doesn't fit into your mold of what a person should be. Yeah. And I believe that, look, leave everybody. Leave them, Jesus said. Let the wheat grow and let the tares grow. Yes, with time, we will see the difference. Yes, if it's a tares, it will disappear. Yeah. So, as for God, he can just bring somebody who doesn't speak English, doesn't speak whatever language, and that's the person he's chosen to use. Like, he won't speak through anybody. If you like, don't speak tree. He's speaking tree. That's all. And there's nothing you can do about that. That is the language he has chosen to use. Yeah. That's the ministry. You know, when I traveled this time, I met one of our brothers who has been selling my books for some years in those parts of the world. So I asked him about one of their famous prophets over there. I said, so what do you people think about? I mean, how do you people relate? Some said, oh, it's a false prophet. Some said, it's this. So then I asked my man who was selling the book. He said, well, he said, I used to have a mind about this guy. But one day, he himself called me and bought so many million of your books. Yeah. And he said, from that day, my mind changed about him. And then after that, he made me give him all your books on his iPad. I said, he himself. I said, really? Directly. And I said, because I remember I saw once he was on television. I watched it, but I said, this man, it looks like many are called. I was this, it looks like many are called. Sounds familiar. So, you know, God can send anybody, and if you don't adapt yourself and change and humble yourself, you miss out. Yeah. I asked somebody, somebody's giving a word of knowledge. Your name is this, you did this. Is it not what we all wish for? Yes. As men of God, don't we wish and pray that I can look at you and then I see your name, I know your house, I know this, I know. Is it not something that Jesus did? Ah, then what's the problem? If a man comes and the secrets of his heart are revealed, is it not what you manifest? He will bow, he will acknowledge. Yes, you say God is with you. Is it not what we are hoping for? Somebody is manifesting it and walking in it. He must be a bad person. So you don't have to quickly jump into that because God has his own groups. And sometimes he may just choose something you don't want. So watch out when he sends different agents. Be careful that you don't reject them. Even if he's wearing panties like Elijah. And eating grasshoppers, mice, like Elijah. Amen. Now, honoring is mysterious. Yes. And I don't doubt that. And God is going to bless you as you walk in honor to do what he's asking you to do. The next stage of honor is honoring someone who cannot hear what you say. And in Matthew 27, Bible says, Jesus went to Pontius Arimathea, went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. He begged the body of Jesus, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, laid it in his own tomb. Amen. Now, Joseph of Arimathea honored Jesus when Jesus was just a body. How many know a dead body cannot see? Have you seen a dead body before? Huh? You know, when they are cutting a dead body, it's amazing to see painlessness. Painless. Person doesn't respond at all. It's quite nerve-wracking to watch. That, do you know that they are cutting you? Can you see them cutting you with scissors? Not even Ajay. Yes, amazing. So a dead person doesn't see, hear, know at all. That's when Joseph of Arimathea decided to honor Jesus with a clean cloth, which he wouldn't see anyway. He wouldn't see, and he didn't see. And he laid it in his own tomb, put in a mass grave. He wouldn't know. Wouldn't care. Not know, care. Dead people don't see, they don't hear, they don't feel. And that's when Joseph of Arimathea chose to honor. So a time for your honoring God's prophet is most seen at a higher level when the person cannot see. Yeah. If you are waiting for when the person sees you, I say, oh, and now he's coming. They say, oh, hello. Yes. That's not honor. That's pretense. And you're going to get the real behavior when the person is more relaxed with you. So these sheepish looking people who make their faces look like sheep or like a hungry zebra, you see them walking around. Like they look very humble walking around. You wonder what type of face, where did they learn these things from? Just be normal. Just be normal. Don't try to adjust yourself. Real honor is when the person is not there and you are defending the person. And you are fighting for the person. And you are speaking well of the person. The person will never, he cannot and will not and will never know. That's honor. That's honor. Not the honor that the person sees. Here's my envelope. Don't forget my name is on it and my number. Call me back to say thank you. Are you still around or you are leaving? Yeah. Honor is not a show. Honor is not a show. Show, show.
Show,
show.
Show.
It's not about show showing. It's about realities. Amen.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Yeah. Everything all right? You're all right? Sure. Wow. So don't worry too much about looking humble, looking sheepish. Like all the people here, they're all smiling at me very nicely. But you'll be surprised what their faces look like when no one is looking or when they are not excited. One day the police stop a certain lady in the car and he asked her, "Ah, how far?" She said, "Straight." So he said, "Why? Why have you made your faces?" He said, "That's how it is. That's how it is. Yes, that's how my face is. Straight." The face is straight and the way is also straight. She didn't lie. No, she didn't lie. Hallelujah. So, real honor, real love for you is not what I show you. I'm trying to show that I love you and to pretend and to show how loving I am. You know, how kind I am, how, you know, patient and how nice. No, that's not love. You see, people don't even know why. Sometimes you see somebody following somebody for a long time. And you don't even know why the person is following that somebody for a long time. You don't even know why. Because the things you can't see is a real honor and a real love. Yeah. The things you see, this open, outward show of love, that's what we call PDA. Public display of affection. That's not necessarily love. You see people taking pictures, husband and wife, ooh, we're so happy together. The next time they're announcing they're divorcing. What's the point of all those pictures? So learn to show real honor and activate the blessings of God. And then it's only at the end that you see honor, honoring with substance. Yes. Malachi chapter 1 and verse 6. A son honoreth his father and a servant his master. If I then be a father, where is my honor? Where is it? Where is the honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Amen. Where is my fear? So he says, you offer polluted bread. And you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? If you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee? Today, we have people in the church. You can ask the political parties how much money they give them. They can give the political parties. You know, one time I was with one businessman. And somebody just said it out. How many members of parliament of a particular party he had sponsored for the elections? Then when it comes to the church, they would take dollars and change it into CDs so that it looks a lot. Yes? Five CD notes and big. You've not seen some before. Huge bundles. And they come to give it as if they are honoring. But when it comes to these other people, you see real money. They buy cars. Expensive cars. They can buy and spend 100,000, 500,000, 200,000, millions, dollars. Then they come to the church and they change $1,000 into CDs and become like $5,000. Then they come, so I've given $5,000 towards your project that you mentioned. But when it comes to whatever, that's it says you offer polluted bread. Polluted. The Bible says, honor the Lord with thy substance. So substance also denotes honor. The substance you give is also part of it. That's the last part. So you must learn in your heart to truly honor, because not for any reason, but so that you benefit from the grace. There's some grace here. You see this church is the grace. Yes. All this is the grace of God. As we are in the grace. We are in a grace for building churches, a grace for prospering. It's not about prospering. It's not about showing new cars. Prospering is not about showing new cars. We are in a grace.
Yes, sir.
An international ministry. Yes. That's why I said that if you want to, I can show you three cities in Cameroon. You would think that the headquarters of the church, that the founder, that's where the founder is based. Or if you want Cotonou, or if you want Liberia, or any country, I can take you around. Yes. That's the grace of God. With churches, with members. I was looking at pictures from Libreville the other day. Pictures on Libreville and Port Gentil in Gabon. Yes, you don't even know where these places are. These are capitals. That's the Accra and Kumasi of those countries. You know, one day I put a pastor in a branch. I was hoping with all my heart that he would not be affected by the branch that I put him into in a certain country whose name begins with one of the alphabets. But unfortunately, he was affected by it, and he thought he was a great man of God. But you see, even if you are made the pastor here, something has been built and you've been put into it. If you are in the Kodesh, I mean, we've been there. We were at Kolegono, then we came to the Kodesh, we built it. Do you know how to buy that land? Do you know how to buy it? Yes, we built it, we were there, we preached in it, we had conventions, programs, the church was full. Then we left it for you. You should know that you should notice it and acknowledge that. Look, it's a pastor. We are just caretakers. But when you make billboards and you make yourself very great, it's like man of God in the business of coming to share some oil of joy. Hey, you don't understand what you are doing there. Yes, if you are in the Kumasi church, you've been put there. Somebody was there, built it, organized everything, and the person was asked to go away so that you could be there. You should know how much the system is created. Our church is like Church of Pentecost or Presby. It doesn't belong to any particular person. We are all working to, it's like a large team. Anybody can be anywhere. So you must notice it and acknowledge it. When you don't acknowledge it, you start to think that you are the man of God of the season in that moment. Can never be and will never be. Bishop Ogo is in Adenta. But who was in Adenta before he was there? There were so many people. So many. He can never be the Lord of Lords of Adenta. There's nothing like that. So you have to notice and acknowledge it. Somebody was asking me, why do you let this person come and pray? I said, because the church is not for me. They should all come and preach in our churches. So, this man of God, I don't say, they are welcome because the church is the church. It's the church. And the church is open for God's servants to be and to bless the people. Hallelujah. So please let us learn honor, true honor. Why? So that the grace that is here. Yes. You know, when I travel around in the nations, I learn from the big ministries that are there. You see the churches. You see redeemed. Every country you see redeemed. You see Winners Chapel. But now we are beginning to see Lighthouse also. When I was in the capital of Malawi, I saw Winners Chapel building. I saw Redeemed building. Some of the others, you don't see them in other places, but I saw one or two others. And then our building was also right around the corner. So the big people that I acknowledge, I said, these are the great. I want to be like them.
Yeah.
I've acknowledged it publicly.
Yeah.
Yes. You see, when you acknowledge, you show respect, then what is on that person can come to you.
Yeah.
Yes. I went through Witness Chapel, I went to their catalog and I saw their church and I said, my God, if this is a church, then ours is a snail house. God give us grace. Yes. If this is a church, I've acknowledged it and I acknowledge it. You will not acknowledge greatness. You don't acknowledge great things. Your mouth is too. Which word am I looking for? Is this stenosis or what? It's too paralyzed to be able to speak words that acknowledge something greater than you. Something that makes you so infinitesimally smaller.
You think I don't know English?
Don't be afraid to acknowledge. Elisha said, if it was not for this, I wouldn't see you. So you must know I see you. You must be able to say, I see this. I see this. I see that I've just been put here. I see that I'm nothing. I see that I'm preaching the same messages this man is teaching me how to preach. When you do that, power comes and mighty works start working. I'm telling you. And I can see, you know, I see with the young children. No, the young children, they copy totally and easily. There's no question. That's why, you see, this church started, we were 200. 100 to 200 people at Legon Hall Chapel. We had a big banner. Our aim is 1,000 children of God. It was a big aim, and I was even so shy of that banner because I was saying, Lord, if you don't get us to 1,000, I will be so disgraced by this banner. Yes. But look at that. Now it's 6,000 chairs here. Yes. 6,000. When we moved here, we were 800. 6,000 chairs. It's full. Virtually full. Yeah. But it's not my work. It's the children. They believe everything that I say. They acknowledge. So we don't know anything. We don't know how to preach. We don't know anything. All we know is what you say. The meeting you tell us, what you told us to do. That's all. That's why it did. The mighty works are connected to honor and believing. Yeah. And disconnected. There's no mighty work where there's no honor, where there's no believing. There's nothing. That's why you see missions struggling, pastors struggling. They don't have, they don't honor, they don't believe, they don't adapt, they don't change. That's not the real honor. Then they come, here's your envelope. You said we should bring envelope on Galatians 6:6. But the children, their flow is, so even when you bring the idea, they do. I even don't understand some of the things they are doing. Yes. You see, they see that I like Andre Crouch. Andre Crouch music is here. You say people, the person likes Andre Crouch music. You like something music. Yes. You have a different music. Yeah. You hear the songs in the church. Your music is different. So it's like your adaptation. It's like you don't even acknowledge that something. You're just like, oh, I've not even heard that music. I've not even heard that. No, it's either saying you don't. It's like you don't even acknowledge that music that it exists. It's true. You don't even acknowledge it. You don't even mention it. Beautiful music that outsiders will play in different countries. Yes, you, there's nothing to you. But you watch how I honor people. You see, Andre Crouch is dead. I'm doing my concert called Andre Concert. Andre, you see how I mention people's name, acknowledge them, I mention them and honor them. All the time, different people. Who do you see? I don't mention the person's name. Only Andre's songs. I have written songs. You know, you act as if you don't know that, you don't know the songs, or it's like it's something different. But all the young people all over the world, the first love is like they love it. Easily, they just flow with it. They love it. They respect it. They sing it. You just want. Today, one of the little girls was singing. Love is patient. Love is beautiful. I was just looking at them. Nice. Nice. They believe in it. They respect. They hear it gladly. They acknowledge it. They change their behavior. These are the groups that even grew up listening to Christian music that is not clearly Christian. But when they hear either music and other things, they are changing it. Yeah. There's a song for everything. But you see pastors, bishops, as if they've not noticed it. So he's doing something strange. No mighty works. No mighty works. If I was sent back to the Kodesh, I would never pastor the Kodesh the way I pastored the Kodesh when I was at the Kodesh. I've moved on long time ago in my way of pastoring churches. Long time. So different. When I even think back, is that how I used to do the church? Yes. Yes. I'll never do it that way. But those who believe, those who change, those who acknowledge that, yes, they called me Pastor Batali. Look, I've just been appointed. Let's be serious. Yes. And you see, some of the pastors, bishops, whatever, when you transfer them, then you suddenly see that you are nothing. You can't even make your wife follow you. Your wife will say, yeah, and you are there, helpless and paralyzed. That's all. And the Bible says, if a man cannot rule his house, how can he rule the house of God? That alone disqualifies you when you can't move your wife. Suddenly you are disqualified. Yes. He says, how? Look at the word, English word, how? If he know not how to rule his house, how shall he take up the church of God? I didn't write the Bible in case you are not happy with my preaching style or preaching message. Yeah. You can't lead her. You don't know how to lead her. How can you lead people, a lot of people in a church? You can't. But you see, because you will not acknowledge. And I have several pastors who cannot lead their wives. Several. I can mention them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Plenty. Wife not follow. Wife not obey. Yes. My wife cannot disobey me. No. It will not work at all. No. Yes. I made it clear a long time ago. Yes. Even in relationship time. So when you acknowledge, we are just listening to messages from this. My children, when I preach, then they'll be looking, where's this message is from here? This is the message. Then the notes are from here. By the big shots in the chat room, just be looking around. That's why I'm searching for it. And they are searching for it. All over the place, First Life churches are meeting, and other denominations within the UD, we struggle. They say that the First Life has grown big and they will be looking at it. Say, keep looking. Long time ago, we moved on, but because your eyes are not on your shepherd, you can't see. Your eyes and your honor is not. And even when they say Galatians 6:6, it's a strange thing to you. Because your eye is not on your shepherd and your ear is not listening to his voice. Are you still around? Yeah. So be a child. A child will meet his parents and say, my daddy is stronger than your daddy. Yeah. Yes. That's a child talking. My daddy is stronger than your daddy. My daddy will beat your daddy. My daddy's car is bigger than your daddy's car. My daddy knows karate. My daddy can beat you. I'll tell my daddy. You tell the teacher, I'll tell my daddy. You'll see. That's how the children behave, but not the big people. Those are my daddy, what? Like one of my pastors said, I've served you for 5 years. How often do you want me to remember and honor you? Yes. Now let me ask you a question. Your father took you to school. How long do you want to remember that he took you to school and he looked after you as a child? For how long? 5 years, isn't it? 5 years. Joel, is that what you would do? 5 years. You remember what your father did for you for 5 years. Now, I hope you are still around. Matthew 13:11. He answered and said unto them. Or let's look at verse 10. Beautiful. Beautiful. He answered and said unto them, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Now, there are many, many mysterious things in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And one of them is the man of God. Wow. If you think you know a man of God, you don't know. The mysteries. You see, Jesus didn't bother to help these people. He kept himself as a mysterious figure whom they never really understood. He was born in a manger. The Bible speaks about the mystery of Christ. The greatest man of God was mysterious and a mystery. Yes. He was born in a manger, grew up, disappeared for 30 years. Suddenly we heard of him after the age of 30. Nobody knows what happened in between. Then from 30, he goes for a baptism with one of the weirdest prophets in town. That's why I said, be careful of these prophets. Don't just start passing judgments. And then starts doing miracles. Takes the worst profession of all. And then starts doing great things. And then suddenly changes course and says, I want to die. Goes over and lets one of his disciples, whom he knows is going to betray him, betray him until he's arrested. And he told his disciples the day he took the cup, he said, tomorrow, by this time, I'll be killed. I'll be killed by tomorrow. How many of us would dare to say such a thing? He said, tomorrow, by this time, I'll be killed. I'm going to be murdered tomorrow. If Jesus was a mystery, all of us, his followers, are equally mysteries. The Bible says in John chapter 3, that so is a man, a one that is born of the Spirit. The wind blows, you can't see where he's going. Put it up there, please. John 3. The wind blows here, and you can't tell where it goes and where it's coming. You get it? 3:8. Is Ajay around or he's traveled? Okay. Now notice, it says the wind blows where it listens. You can't hear the sound of, you can't tell whence it's coming, where it's going. So is everyone, not the Holy Spirit. Not so is the Holy Spirit. So is the person who is born of the Spirit. So a person who is born or comes out of the anointing is a mysterious and will always be a mysterious person. And when people are wicked, they are kept away from the mysteries of the person and the real juicy secrets of the person. Have you ever wondered why Jesus did most of his great miracles out of the view of the public? When he walked on the water, who was he with? His disciples. When he stilled the storm, who was he with? When he raised Jairus' daughter, who was he with? When he was raising the dead, where was? On many of the miracles, he asked people to go, just private. So the mysterious power and greatness of the person is hidden from the view of most people. So is he that is born of the Spirit. Mysterious. So you'll be looking at the person, you don't really know anything about the person until you start to admire and look with a certain eye and a certain admiration, a certain belief. I'm sorry. It will just be like onions that are covered. Each onion that you move, there's another one under. Yeah. You never understand what you are dealing with. You never understand. Yes. the mystery of God, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of godliness, the mystery of iniquity. All these things are mysterious. Everything is mysterious. If you think it's just clear to see, if you look at me, you think you know me. You don't know me. You don't know at all. In fact, sometimes, you know, if people are just funny, they think, you know, I know this, I know this, I know this, I know this, I know this. You know Nero. Yeah. One time I sat down with one of the people that work with me, and I showed the person, I said, look at this. The person was shocked. I said, you see, you are working with me for so many years, you don't know much about me. Unless I pull the curtain, you'll never see. It's true. You can't know. So that's why people don't tap into the anointing, because it is mysterious and it's designed to be mysterious. You are also mysterious. I'm not only mysterious, everybody is mysterious. I look at you, you're all sitting there nodding your heads. You're full of mysteries. So you are a mystery and I'm also a mystery. But since you are following me, it is the mysteries around me that you are seeking to understand. And I don't need your mysteries. You can keep your mysteries. Yeah. And until you start believing and pressing and honoring, the mysteries of the person will be hidden from you. I know this because I also follow people. I also follow people. And I've learned that I don't know people. Yeah. There's too much more about the person that if I'll be humble and my eyes open, I'll learn and I'll see. Yeah. You see, I built the Kodesh. Then I left it. You see now? I walked away. I said, do church. I'm going to do crusade. When I came back to church, I said, I'm going to children's church. It's mysterious. Huh? Oh, it's not mysterious to you. Yeah. You despise my books. I go all over the world and I see people reading their books. You have to do an exam to read my books. But all over the world, you see people are buying the books. Buying, not being that, buying. Obadiah 1:6. Obadiah. It says, how are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? You see, Esau, you can search. How you want to search to know. If you don't have respect, you will never know much about Esau. And how are his hidden things sought up? Yes. His hidden things are sought up. Yes. The things of Esau searched out. And that's the said, the things of Bishop Oyedepo, you can't know. Somebody announced, I built 44 schools this year. With dormitories, classroom blocks, this, that, 44 and 20-something secondary schools, 44 schools with everything. That free. Built 2 universities, built a third one. It's building 100,000-seater stadium. How are the things of Esau searched out? And the hidden thing, his hidden things sought up. But once you don't have respect, when Jesus was in front of Pilate and people who didn't respect, who were beating him, they saw nothing. Yes, they saw nothing. He was just quiet looking at them. But when he was his disciples, he could talk, Papa. The hidden things of Esau. Searched out. So, beginning from today, your honor is going to open to you the mysteries. Amen. So, look at what Jesus said in Matthew 13, verse 11. He said, to you it is given to know the mysteries. These people don't respect me, but you will see the mysteries. Amen. So, the mysteries of the ministry. Yes. You see, there's an anointing, there's a grace. There's a grace, there's anointing. It works. It really works. You should have seen us in Malawi. Blindness was no more a miracle. Being healed of blindness, I couldn't see at all. I can see now. It was like media, is it not true? You were presenting the miracles. True or not true? Yeah.
Many of the people just stood there, and they were not even. They were not moved. There was no reaction.
To what? Reaction to what?
To the miracle.
That of what? Miracle of
blindness. Blind people seeing.
Blind.
You could not tell from their expression.
Yes, no, I could not see at all. I can see. Many. Many from town to town to town to town.
It was the commonest thing, I think.
Yeah. Blind, I could not see, I can see. Could not hear, I can hear. But paralyzed, I can walk. Town after town. Power and grace. Yeah. Mysterious things. Yes. Just a part, you are seeing just a part. But to you, it is given. Yes, to know the mysteries. So to who? To those who honor. Those who honor are permitted to know the mysteries. Those who honor, they are permitted to know the mysteries. Those who honor, they are permitted to know mysteries. Yeah. If someone doesn't respect you, would you take him inside your room? Yeah. Sit down. More than once, men of God, different ones, have taken me to their bedrooms. Yes, different. The things that I learned, each time of being taken to a bedroom of a great man of God has been like a, it's like a university. It's true. Huh? One day I was in a man of God's house. He told me, come and I'll show you something. And he took me to a place. And he did something and showed me something. I was surprised. You want to know what I'm going to say, but I'll never say it. I'll never say it.
The things of Esau.
Yes. He showed me the things of Esau. Things that you have to search up to know. I'm speaking to you in parables. Some people will hear the mysteries. Or some people, they will know the mysteries. When he showed me, I said, hey. Then he gave me a piece of advice. Yes. Different times. Amazing. Yeah. It actually changed my life, coming to think of it. It changed so many things. Yeah, it's mysterious. What I'm saying is equally mysterious. Because what can change by going to somebody's room? Honor. Will you take somebody you don't, but it's the honor, the respect, the new that I have for them. That's why they say, oh, come. Even when we went downstairs, so no, come upstairs. Then come up again. Yes. You want me to mention names and you want me to say things, and I'm not going to say no NATO. I'm speaking to you in parables. And some people are supposed to, yes, Caesar, search out the things of yourself for yourself. Father, thank you for the blessing for everyone that is here tonight. Grant us the grace to honor as we ought to. And teach us that we may walk into the mysterious blessings that you have for all who honor and all who walk in your will. Thank you that you are raising up a young man. You're raising up some young men here. Oh, they are going to be very anointed. They're going to be very anointed. They are going to do great things. Great things. Thanks for the mysteries, Lord. Thanks for the things you're showing to us, Lord. Blessings that are difficult to see and understand. We give you praise. We give you thanks, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sit down. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here tonight, you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your right hand. I want to pray with you. Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. Lift your right hand. If you are here, you are not born again, you want to be born again. You don't even understand what it means to be born again, but you want Jesus to change your life. Raise your hand. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me from where you are standing. Come to me. Come. Beautiful. Let him have his way. Beautiful. Amen. What a blessing. Everybody is saved here today. Wonderful. But if you are here, you are not sure whether you are saved. You are not sure. Raise your hand, please. You are not sure if you die tomorrow or today. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell. Please, it's for your sake. Raise your hand up high like this and wave at me. I want to pray with you. You are not sure if you die tomorrow, today. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell. I need to see your hand high, waving. Beautiful. Is there somebody there? Yeah, come to me. Come on. You're not sure. If I die, I don't know whether I'll go to heaven or hell. Come. Stand here. Stand here. Stand here. Stand here. Lift your hands. Close your eyes. Say with me, Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Tonight, I give my heart to you. Have mercy on me. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.